Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Fable Distortions, Jack and the Scream Talk. No computers were intentionally inflicted with viruses in the making of this audio drama. The streets of the big city are dirty and often filled with people who would just as soon rob you blind as to say good morning.
Give me your stuff.
Whatever happened to good morning, and why am I blind?
This is the only world Jack has ever known. Meet Jack.
Heya!
Jack is 32 years old.
Lots of life experience. I'm streetwise.
And he still lives at home with his mother.
Keep it down. Most people don't know that.
I knew that.
Me too. And I'm blind.
Everybody knows Jack lives at home with his mommy.
Jackie, get in here.
Coming, Ma.
Griffin was Jack's best friend.
Yo.
Griffin was a computer geek.
Yeah. Geek is the new cool. And you don't even have to work out.
Coming, Ma. I gotta go.
Come by later. We'll play Megatroids.
We'll see. I think it's trash night, and it's really piling up in there. Hey, Ma.
Sit down, Jack. We need to talk.
What's up?
You're almost out of money. What with me on a fixed income and you not working?
Ma.
So, I want you to take these coupons and quarters and go down to Bernie's Market and buy what you can. Here's a list. It's got to last until Friday. Don't let anyone rob you blind, Jackie.
It's no fun.
What are you doing in here?
Isn't this Cassie's Cafe?
No.
Oh.
So, Jackie, straight to Bernie's and back, right?
Okay, Ma.
And don't stop at Griffin's house this time, Jackie. You don't think I know you spend all hours of the night playing video games? They'll rot your mind, you know.
Why can't I have a Ma like other kids?
Maybe because you're 32 and still living at home, never paying rent or helping with household expenses.
Nah, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Hey, Jack, where you going?
To Bernie's.
Oh, on a little errand for Mommy?
We gotta eat, Diesel.
Yeah, Diesel, eat. We gotta eat.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, don't let me stop you.
Stand aside, Diesel. Jack's got food to get.
I just thought maybe you would be interested in getting in on the ground floor of the latest video gaming sensation.
I do love a good video game.
Yeah, video games. He loves to play them.
You always got a deal going, Diesel. What do you want?
Quarters and coupons.
Quarters and coupons? You got those, right, Jack?
Well, yeah, but they were going to buy Ma and me some food.
Yeah, but... Who needs food when you can play video games?
Maybe you should buy him, Griffin.
I ain't got no spare change, Jack. I'm fresh out of coupons.
You're the only person I know that's worse off than me.
Yeah, I'm a wretch.
Sorry to break up the trip down Misery Lane, but you got a deal on the table. What you gonna do?
Okay, the games. The games. I'll buy the games.
You won't regret it.
Of course he will. Otherwise, no one learns anything.
Would you two get out of here?
I believe you have something for me.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Pocket lint?
Oh, sorry, Diesel. Wrong pocket. Here you go. Hey, what do you need coupons for anyway?
If I collect 1,000 of them, I get a new penny. They have what you call redemption value. I got 45 so far.
Neat collection.
Thanks. Oh, here's your games.
What you need quarters for, Diesel?
They open the old arcade in Beanstalk Park.
Excuse me. Hello?
Don't forget the beans. You always forget the beans, Jackie.
I don't even like beans, Ma. And stop calling me Jackie.
Beans are good for you. And if you're gonna live under my roof, then you get the beans. Am I clear? like I'm getting a call from your Aunt Dolores. Gotta run. Don't forget your curfew, Jackie.
Curfew? Ma?
Jack never made it home that night. Inside the envelope Diesel had handed to Jack, there were 3 floppy disks for a computer.
Like the ones I used in high school?
Yeah, that kind.
That's it. I'm officially a nut job.
However, in this case, Jack, the games were early prototypes of huge arcade hits.
Of course, Jack would never have known that, except I still have a fine-tuned computer from 1985.
You are such an oddball.
Thanks, Jack. You're pretty nerdy yourself.
There was the football game.
Fee-fi-fo-fumble.
And golden goose egg scramble. And, of course, the ever-popular
Spawn of the Mutant Beanstalk.
And just when were you gonna tell me?
Ma?
You use my money, get rich, and I still have no beans.
Jack reluctantly agreed to split his newfound wealth with his mother.
Always such a thoughtful boy.
And Griffin.
After all, it was my computer.
Until men in business suits showed up to claim the software that had apparently been lost the previous year.
Here's $50 for your trouble.
Yeah, thanks.
Now you can buy beans, Jackie. Hey, Jackie boy, tonight it's mac and beans, crazy 3-bean salad, and dark kidney bean pie for dessert. Mmm!
It's a wonder I have any friends, Ma.
And the one left without anything but a night in an old arcade was Diesel.
I didn't even win any extra games.
Maybe you should use the coupons.
Are you insinuating I can read?
I would never say that, Diesel. But what does this say? Point made.
You've been listening to Fable Distortions, Jack and the Screen Talk. We'd like to thank our cast, Katie Daynert as narrator, Delvin Kinser as Jack and Voice One, Tom Chalker as Diesel and Man One, Glenn Haskell as Mom and Voice Two, and special guest, Chris Ridgway as Griffin. Fable Distortions, Jack and the Screen Talk was written and produced by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tadrzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incomtech.com. Mixer, James Smigata. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Special thanks to all the moms and dads that created stories for their children that took great liberties with the classics. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Katie Daynert. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.